Some 80 years ago, a VIP guest drove through the streets of Hamtramck to cut the ribbon on a landmark project. It was the depths of the Depression, and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was there for the grand opening of the brand new Keyworth Stadium. This was one of the first successes of Roosevelt's Works Progress Administration, the WPA, putting jobless Americans on the employment rolls, building public works projects. 8 decades later, the Detroit City Football Club needs a new home, and they want that new home to be Keyworth Stadium, right in the heart of Hamtramck. So the DCFC has launched what they believe is the largest community finance project in Michigan history. Alex Wright is with us now. He's co-owner of the Detroit City FC. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And we should get everybody listening on the very same page to start out with. We're talking football, as the rest of the world knows. Here in the U.S., of course, it's known as soccer. And what, DCFC is a fourth division league with the U.S. Soccer Federation?
That's correct. I mean, the easiest way to think about it is we're a minor league team. We play in the fourth tier of U.S. soccer. Basically, that just means that we're in a semi-pro league. Teams in our league can pay the players. We choose not to. They have the option in our level. Most of our players are college students.
So what drove you to think about a new home field?
Well, we're in our fifth season. And we've been playing at Cass Tech High School that entire time. The capacity over at Cass is about 3,500. And by the time we got about halfway through last season, we started turning folks away. And anyone who knows anything about business knows it's bad for business if you have to turn your customers away.
You want the customers there.
Yeah. So we started looking. And the city of Detroit, as big as it is, has a surprisingly limited number of proper soccer pitches for us to move to. The most intriguing one by far was Keyworth Stadium. It's a proper-sized field for soccer. Cass was actually a bit narrow, and that was just one of the many reasons it was an extremely attractive spot for us to consider moving to.
Now, how did the fundraising idea come about?
Well, we are partnering up with Hamtramck Public Schools, and Keyworth Stadium is the home field for all of their high school sports, but they're dealing with budget troubles, as a lot of school districts are in our state, and as a result, Keyworth was falling into a bit of disrepair. We took that negative, the negative of us needing a new home and the negative of them having a troubled location, and we kind of made it into a positive. We got together and we offered to get involved by setting up a community financing effort, which taps into our supporter base, as opposed to relying on public funds, for example, to front most of the construction for the first phase of what we want to do. As a result, we started the campaign we kicked it off in late October. It's been a four-month effort. Just 2 weeks before the end of the investment, we reached our minimum goal of $400,000, which was the milestone needed to free up those funds. Up until this point, that money has been sort of in an escrow spot. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to Kickstarter, except we're offering a competitive rate of return, which is a huge difference and is a really interesting way that Michigan has found to leverage the community interest in small businesses.
This is this 2013 crowdfunding law. Actually, we've explored it here on Stateside, the Michigan Invest Locally exemption, known as the MILE Act. So basically, it lets Michigan small investors loan money to Michigan-owned companies.
Yeah, and it's something that, if it wasn't created for growing a minor league sports team, it sure does work out well for us because we have the most passionate fans in the country. We call them supporters, actually. It's more than being a fan. It's an identity. And what better way to tap into that passion than giving them a chance to not only help us grow as an organization, but also help this community of Hamtramck that is troubled, but at the same time, extremely diverse, extremely interesting, and really passionate for soccer. We see it as a perfect fit.
We're talking with Alex Wright, who's co-owner of Detroit City FC, the football club that needs a new home, and they want their new home to be Keyworth Stadium, right there in the heart of Hamtramck. Now, you kind of touched on this, but take us further. What state is Keyworth in right now?
Keyworth Stadium, for the first phase of construction to get us in there and have at least a capacity of about 6,000 people and have a proper and safe place to play, it needs about $750,000 of work. We're trying to raise as much of that as possible through the community financing effort. But the fact of the matter is, this is a concrete and brick structure. This is not the metal stadiums and high schools that we're used to in this generation. They were built to last, but if they're not taken care of, they start to crumble. So a lot of these funds are basically cosmetic fixes, reinforcement. You know, we're not adding too much. We're sort of bringing it back to its former glory. This 80-year-old facility that FDR spoke at, as you mentioned, JFK spoke there. generations of folks, not just in Hamtramck, but in all of Southeast Michigan, are familiar with this place. It's a huge venue. It maxes out at 10,000. You know, our first phase is to get it so we can get 6,000 folks max and have a good, safe playing surface. But long term, we'd like to improve the turf. We'd like to get it to the point where we can max out that capacity. You know, we're going to do first things first and make sure it's a safe place to play. But as usual, DCFC, we've got big plans that usually shock folks, but they're even more shocked when we pull it off.
Now, this is a very massive investment. You hit that 400,000 mark. It's going up. You're talking about 750,000. That's a big investment for a small team. Why is it that Keyworth is really the right fit for your club? I mean, I love that slogan you've used about make history, save history.
You kind of have to go back to how we started this team. The five of us, five friends who got together playing pickup soccer at Belle Isle, had this idea that we should have a minor league soccer team in downtown Detroit. And at that time, as it has been for quite a while, that was sort of a crazy idea. But we didn't think so because we lived down there and we knew what sort of opportunity that would be. We started it up and lo and behold, thousands of people showed up. It was something that if you lived downtown, it wasn't that crazy of an idea. But if you're being told it maybe out in the suburbs, it's like, why would anyone do that? It turns out it worked out great. Keyworth is a very similar opportunity. The city of Hamtramck is struggling, but it's also one of the most diverse and interesting communities in our entire state, and it's something that we should be extremely proud of. And what's the most interesting thing about Hamtramck to us is all of those cultures, and we're talking first-generation immigration, Yemeni, Bangladeshi, Eastern European, they have very little in common on the surface, but they all love soccer.
The beautiful game.
Right?
Yeah.
So we tap into that, the fact that we've already got thousands of folks coming downtown to see us, and we're moving into the middle of a neighborhood with tens of thousands of folks that now have our stadium accessible. We think all that bodes very well for our attendance and the game atmosphere, which is going to add a whole new multicultural feel.
Yeah, when I think about football, soccer in Michigan, we have seen big and small attempts to get a team launched in the state. I remember going to Detroit Express games in the 70s at the Silverdome. That was the pro team under the now defunct North American Soccer Association. What do you think you've done differently? You say, it seemed like a crazy idea. We knew it wouldn't. And you've grown this level of support. Why do you think that is?
The state of Michigan has come a long way when it comes to the sport of soccer. And our generation, those of us that founded DCFC, I think one thing that's been a real benefit to us is we don't take the idea of pro soccer coming to Detroit for granted. We don't think this is our birthright. We think this is something that we have to work for. We have to show a market for it. We have to build small. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a giant city with a great media market, it's not a slam dunk. It's not a if you build it, they will come. That's not the case. We've started small, made connections with our supporters, and they have really run with it in a way that supporting DCFC has become sort of like a tribal identity. And that's sort of the secret of success in sports. It's sort of a collegiate feel. If you look at professional soccer across the country, the teams that really work are the teams that foster that. And then you build off of that.
The way you see in around the world.
Exactly. And that's our vision. You kind of have to reverse engineer maybe from a more traditional American model of sports where it's like bring in the families and everyone else will come. We create an environment for a more adult crowd and then families show up because it's not just about the beautiful game. It's about the incredible atmosphere. We've got folks singing, playing instruments, letting off smoke after every goal. I mean, it's really an unparalleled environment.
How long do you think it is before you outgrow this amateur summer league and maybe move up to become a professional team? Is that a goal?
Well, we get that question asked to us more and more all the time, which is probably a good sign. Yeah. We're sort of working on a parallel track. We're so excited about Hamtramck, and we're so focused on making that happen and doing it right and being true to our fans, our supporters, and also the community, that that's going to take up a lot of our effort for the next few years. But parallelly, we're constantly in meetings and brainstorming and thinking about how we can take this team to the next level. Currently, as a semi-pro minor league team, we play like 8 games a summer. You know, that's not very good for business either. You know, we want to give our fans more than a 2-month season. We want to give them more than that. To do that, we got to go pro, but we got to do it right. And the best way to do it right is to show proof of our brand, of our company, of our supporters, that this is something worth investing in. The pro part will come naturally, we think, as long as we focus on doing the job right and being true to the game and creating a sustainable organization.
Well, Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber said in his State of the League address last fall he had met with people in Detroit to discuss a possible expansion team. So have you met with the commissioner, and are you interested in bringing that fifth Major League sport to the Motor City?
Have not met with the commissioner, although, and he did not visit us on this last trip that he mentioned. my partner and I, Sean Mann, when we were out in New York a couple of years ago, we did go meet with the MLS ourselves to sort of introduce ourselves and say, hey, here we are.
Yeah.
We've got a little PowerPoint for you that we showed them. You know, that stuff, the amount of capital that would be required to break that ceiling is really kind of staggering for five guys who started a minor league soccer team.
Because they love soccer.
Out on Belle Isle.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be thinking about it. It just means that there's going to need to be more folks at the table than us. And we realize that. And we welcome those conversations. And we've always prided ourselves on our accessibility, both to our supporters and fans, but also to maybe future partners. So down the road, who's to say what will come next? But we're really focused on this season. I mean, our second game of our new stadium at Keyworth is going to be against a team in Manchester that we're flying in, FC United of Manchester. They're going to be playing their first game in America, and we're going to be hosting an international team, you know, which is something that we've always wanted to do.
So talk timetable. Now you're able to access the funds because you cracked that $400,000 mark with this community financing. When are you going to start working, and when does the season begin?
I mean, the short answer to that is we're off to the races. We're going to get moving on construction as quickly as possible. We're meeting with the companies that are working on it on a weekly basis, making sure everything's on track. We're looking to be able to play our first home game May 20th. That's a conference game. And then a week after that, Memorial Day weekend, is when we play Manchester that I mentioned. Time flies. So we've got a few months to make this happen. But who knows what sort of new folks and friends we'll meet in Hamtramck.
You could learn more about Detroit City FC and the fundraising campaign and the new 2016 season. Go to their website, DETCityFC.com, DETCityFC.com. We've been talking with co-owner Alex Wright. Best of luck. We'll be excited to watch how this all comes together.
Thanks. I'll see you down at Keyworth Stadium.